Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey!
Good morning, Nick. Welcome back, Mitch.
Thanks. Good to be here, Nick. Thanks for
inviting me. I'm in your chair.
That's okay.
It's your chair now. You've earned it.
As long as my ass grooves are still in that chair, that's all that really matters, I think.
I think we just preserved that one in bronze and put it up, didn't we? Like, Mitch's chair. Pretty comfortable with that. All right, now we've got a killer array of quiz questions compiled by Quizmaster Mick. Now, he runs a sports podcast called One Week at a Time. This man knows sport.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, AFL? Because that's what we're playing, isn't it, Nick? That's what we're...
It is what we're playing.
Okay, all right.
I've been led to believe that's what it is. All right, cool. All right, now, when you guys think you've got the answer, I want you to yell either sailor or whaler, depending on your team affiliation.
Okay,
First person through, I'll take the answer from.
Well, come here,
shouting out the answers, though.
No.
Right. Shout out. You've got to be ready for this, all right?
Does not count.
All right.
How many questions are there? Is there a few?
There's a few.
Okay, all right.
Is everyone emotionally prepared for this?
Yes, I am.
All right. In what year was Australian rules football first codified, and when were laws written?
Whaler.
Go for it.
I'm just going to take a stab in 1985, which is AFL, not VFL, which is what you asked. They are different leagues.
I'm turning around and having a bit of a look at the quizmaster now.
I would say it's sometime in the 80s, and when I say 1985, which is when AFL may have been codified.
All right. I'm going to throw that to the quizmaster.
It depends when it was a question when this game was invented or when did it become official.
The question was, when was AFL codified? That wasn't the question.
Bring in the lawyers.
Okay. All right. Let's just give the multiple choice bits here.
Oh, there's multiple choice. Oh, God.
Just take Nick's answer. I believe he's already answered the question.
1879, 1899, or 1859. Clearly a controversial question.
Very huge stitch up.
I'm going to go sailors.
Yes.
A.
A is incorrect.
Oh!
It goes to the whalers by default. Well done.
Somehow.
Now,
what is it? He doesn't have to say the right answer. He just gets a point automatically.
Oh,
what is this?
These are my rules.
Okay.
The Sailors are looking to win their fifth straight win in the Community Cup since its Sydney inception in 2012. However, in a staggering twist for this question, who won the AFL flag in 2012?
Whalers. It's the Sydney Swans.
It is.
Ooh.
2-0. Come on. This is not looking good here. Follow-up question.
Uh-oh.
Who did they beat?
Whalers.
Go on, Nick.
Gee, it was Hawthorn.
3-0.
Oh!
3-0 to the Whalers.
How many questions
are
there? Have I got time to win it back yet?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
There's two more.
It's all over.
Come on, Mitch.
This is clearly a well-produced...
this faultless quiz.
All right, question. Anthony Albanese will be lining up for the Whalers this Sunday. Which federal seat does he hold?
Sailors.
Hit me, Mitch.
It's not... Barton.
It's not Barton.
It's not Barton. Oh,
what is it?
the question, what actually is it?
It's not a lot of things.
I know where it is. It's in the inner west. It's like around Marrickville, Sydenham.
I'm going to bump you soon.
I don't live in this area. It's really hard.
I'm going to tell you where I live. I'm going to have to throw it to Nick.
Bradfield is where I live. I don't know who won that either.
He's the MP for Grainler.
Oh, that sounds right.
This is 4-0. This is really quite shocking.
No, bringing shame upon the Sailors.
And
worldwide.
The final question. Okay. It's not even a tiebreaker. I mean, the final question to rescue the Sailors from a terrifying defeat.
This shipwreck.
A whaler is, as we know from the jersey and Mick showing me a Wikipedia page earlier, a horse.
Is that the question?
No.
Okay.
But which Australian state are they predominantly found in?
Sailors.
Yes.
New South Wales?
Yay!
Safe guess, wasn't it?
Wow.
Safe guess.
4-1.
On the board. We got on the board in the end. Well, I think that's nice. You know, Nick's going to go into Sunday and the rest of the Whalers with a false sense of security. You know, if look at the real scoreboard, not this shambolic quiz scoreboard. It's 4-0 on the one that matters. So... Just rest easy at night.
Look, we can actually congratulate Nick on this. Come on.
Yeah, well played, sir.
Well played.
Well done. Well done very much.
Fun.
Now,
great quiz.
It's obviously a charity event.
Mm.
So $5 to get in. You're going to see some great footy. You're going to actually be helping. No?
Great footy is a stretch, I think, maybe.
I'm playing, so it won't be great. but you are going to see some football, a thing of football. There'll be some drinks, there'll be some food.
Yeah.
And more importantly, you're helping disadvantaged kids get a bit of an advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. It does a lot. Recklink is a fantastic organisation. There's a lot of great things, especially for you know, homeless people as well, and people, you know, getting back into working life and that sort of stuff. It's a really great thing to get behind. And we also should point out, Nick, that tonight at Vic on the Park in Marrickville is a bit of a fundraiser for the game on Sunday as well.
It is, yeah. It's a it's called Let's Dance. It's been a series of fundraising events. This is probably the piece de resistance of the fundraising events, where it'll be an open mic night between sailors and whalers. So we're all having a sing for charity as well.
Any sort of stand-up comedy as well? Because it is open mic.
I mean, I think it's they're gearing more towards trashy karaoke.
Oh,
trashy
okay.
Karaoke,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, crappy-oke, which is its own form of comedy. I have heard Mick testing the pipes all morning, singing to himself, just getting ready for tonight.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing. So Vic on the Park tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Get along. Bit of a charity raiser. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, 12 midday?
Yeah, gates at midday.
Gates at midday over at Henson Park.
First bounce at 2, I think it is. Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's going to be a blast. Gentlemen, congratulations. Thank you very much. Nick, your prize, I'm going to play one of your songs.
Thank you, Nick.
That's all right. My pleasure. Well done.
What a treat.
Yeah. I don't think you've heard it before. This is Why We Run and A Moment to Return.
Oh, good.
We're going to have news headlines up at 8 o'clock. You are, believe it or not, listening to Breakfast on 2SER.
Go the Sailors!